Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Blitz here on Blog Talk Radio and on UltimateSportsTalk.com. Patriots versus Seahawks. If you listened to our show before the Super Bowl, you know just how dang excited I was about this game. Oh my goodness. So, Pete Carroll's game-ending call in the fourth quarter and the hate mail, I'm sure him and his offensive coordinator have been receiving. Even though I'm a Patriots fan, I still have to say I feel a little bad about those guys. I feel bad for them. Well, I am your host, Erica Lynn Anderson, the most giant Patriots fan in existence. I am joined with my co-hosts, Nkeshi Free and Eric Brown. We have a great show planned for you guys today. We're bringing back a very special young lady that we're excited to talk about. She's going to be joining us in the No Joke Football Huddle. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have the beautiful and talented Carly Harmon, the Always Brand Like a Girl campaign. You can follow her on Twitter, at Carly Harmon. You can also follow at Always on Twitter. Unfortunately, we don't have Keisha on yet, but Eric is with us. So, Eric, how was the Super Bowl? Did you have a party?
No, I didn't. I stopped doing Super Bowl parties a few years back, but nonetheless, I did enjoy the game. I was just kind of sitting there, families, in and out of the living room, but enjoyed the game. It was awesome. I was going for the Seahawks, so unfortunately, the evil empire won again. But it was okay. It was still a great game.
The evil empire. Oh, you made me laugh, Eric. I appreciate that. Even though your comment is way off base, I do have to say. I don't know if I would use the word fun. I can say it was fun after, because we won.
Right.
But watching the game, I think when you're super invested, I don't know how it is for everybody else, but I am just a total mess. It's just being down by 10, and it was just like, the only time I sat down was during halftime. I mean, I was pacing, and it was just, oh my goodness. So, but it was a good game. I'm really proud of the way they came back and the way they played. It was fantastic. So, did you have a lot of good food? Did you plan just that kind of regular stuff?
Not a whole lot, but the usual or the traditional Super Bowl food, I guess, wings, chips, stuff like that. Nothing really, over the top, but just focused on the game, because I knew that it was something epic was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. So
yeah.
as long as I had something to kind of, feed my face, so to speak, and be able to still stay engaged into the game, that's what I had. So. What about you?
Yeah, just some dip and chips. I actually didn't eat hardly anything because I felt so sick. So I really didn't eat all that much. But we had chips and dip and some different things. My kids enjoyed it, that's for sure. So that was good. But all right. Well, You guys can go to the No Joke Football Shop today at Zazzle.com/gridironbeauties. Order your project apparel, like leggings, hoodies, and cool tees for tryouts. You can save 15% when you use the code ZWEEKENDONLY. I got a long-sleeved T-shirt that it's so cool. It has No Joke Football written in Patriots colors. It is the most epic long picture ever. So it is so comfy, and I absolutely love it. So you guys need to go check out their stuff. We want to thank everyone for making us and our network partners the number one trusted sources on social media for covering women's gridiron football. A reminder that everything you buy from the No Joke Football brand, all of the sales every year, it goes to help another player get noticed and recognized internationally. We do photo shoots, social media platforms, things like that. So everything you do, everything you buy really goes, and you're really giving back and being a great, a great project here. So we really do appreciate it. You go to facebook.com/gridironbeauties and they post their photos there from their photo shoots with the different athletes. It's very cool to kind of stay up to date and kind of stay in touch with all that. It's really cool. So you'll want to go check out our playlist at Gridiron Beauties YouTube channel and witness girls playing American football like a girl. No Joke Football. So subscribe today so you can get alerts when new things are posted on the YouTube channel. So we want to get into the huddle with the talented and athletic Carly Harmon. She's the Always Brand spokesperson for the Like a Girl campaign. Our huddle is sponsored by Zazzle.com. And let's bring Carly on. Hi, Carly. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
We're good. Well, we want to welcome you back to the Blitz along Eric and...
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you hearing, Tishi?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. We just brought Carly on. We're just getting into the huddle. You didn't miss much. I just want to learn. You guys remember Carly is one of the finalists for the Together We Make Football, and she plays quarterback. So very talented, very cool girl. So we're excited to talk to her again. So we just want to hear about your experience at the Super Bowl, and, I mean, it had to just be completely epic. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
It was absolutely amazing. Like, the first day I got there, I actually got to go interview some of the football players at the press conference. So that was really cool. Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And then after the next day, I actually had media day, which is kind of where all the radio stations are. So a lot of radio stations were interviewing me. And so that was an amazing experience, considering I love to get interviewed. And so after that, we went to the flag football. And me and Sam Gordon were the honorary captains for the girls' 13-14 flag football team. And they announced us, and we went on the field and everything. So that was awesome, meeting up with her.
Wow, that sounds really cool. So
it was
who was who was your favorite player that you met?
My favorite player that I met would probably have to be Jimmy. He's the second string quarterback for the Patriots.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Garoppolo?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, they call him Aladdin on the team. They always joke with him. They say he's the best-looking guy on the team, and they kind of joke around with him. That's cool. That sounds really fun. Oh, very cool. So did you get to – I saw some clips of Gronk at Media Day. Did you get to interview Gronk at all, talk to him?
I got to interview, like, I don't know how many players. It was probably around 10 players. So, interviewing 10 players, like, really took up a lot of time, like, more than you would think.
Yeah. Oh, Gronk just looked so crazy at Media Day. That's why I was asking, because he was nuts.
Yeah,
I was curious as to...
He was actually on, the most important players. had to go up on like a special stance, so you actually couldn't really talk to them unless you were like someone from NBC or someone from Fox 5, something like that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we asked you this off air, but I'm sure our listeners are interested. Who were you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
I was actually rooting for the Patriots, so it did work out well for me. I'm very happy they won.
That's my girl. Yes, very cool. Oh, that's awesome. All right, so Eric, do you have any questions you want to ask Carly?
Yeah, I see you won the punt, pass, and kick competition in your area. I remember as a kid, I always wanted to do that, but I could never find out how to get hooked up in that. How were you able to get into that, and you know, how did that develop for you?
So about 2.5 years ago, my mom actually saw an ad in the newspaper, and it was for the pump, pass, and kick, and we kind of just joined through the newspaper. I think you had to, like, send a paper in, probably through, like, email or something, or call them up. But really, how it really started was just an ad in the newspaper.
Okay, and then it kind of went on from there.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, in case do you have any questions for Carly?
I do. I do have a couple of questions. Now, Carly, how many days were you out there in Arizona? And I know you were out there for Media Day. I've only been to one Super Bowl, but I just know how crazy the days and the schedules were and the activities. So it's a two-part question. When you were doing your media day, which professional reporters and other sports analysts did you get to meet that you wanted to meet? See, everybody's always, you know, for me, everyone's always saying, oh, the players. I want to meet the other analysts. I want to meet the other reporters, you know. So did you get a chance to meet any famous reporters? And if so, which ones did you get to meet?
Okay, so we were in Arizona for 8 days. And at media day, it was really crazy. Obviously, like, a lot of people getting interviewed. And so from the reporter side, it wasn't as many. It was more of radio stations and kind of things like that. But for the reporter side, there wasn't any, like, huge big ones that really stuck out. It was more like radio stations kind of interviewing me.
Did you get a chance to meet the guys from ESPN Sports Talk 980, or did you get a chance to meet the junkies from 106.7? Sorry, guys. Erica and Eric, I'm actually throwing out some local sports radio stations here in the D.C. area. And I know, Carly might be familiar with them. Did you get a chance to meet any of those, anybody from those stations?
Not meet person to person, but at Media Day, there were these big stands where they were doing their newscast, and a lot of people would go up and come down from them. So I did run into a few people, but not be on their show.
Okay, but that's still cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Nice. So how was the Katy Perry concert? How did you like the halftime show?
Oh, it was amazing. She was so good. Actually, I got to go to Katy Perry's Media Day. And after Katy Perry's Media Day, they actually surprised me and they let me meet Katy Perry. So that was amazing.
Oh, wow. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Are you a big
really
fan?
Cool. Yeah, I love Katy Perry.
Oh, nice. And how was that meeting her?
She's really nice. It was so much fun. We got to take a few pictures, and we got to have, like,
awesome.
A little conversation. It was really fun.
Nice.
Yeah, her show looked amazing.
It was
awesome.
Yeah,
the effects were pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Creating definitely lifelong memories. That's really cool. I'm glad to hear that you're getting to do that stuff. So this Always Brand campaign, how did that come about? Because the last time we talked to you, were you involved with that yet?
No, I wasn't involved with that yet. Actually,
okay.
After I lost in the Together We Make Football, they called up my mom like a few weeks later, and they said that they've always kind of had an eye on me, and they said if I were to leave that they would pick me up and possibly bring me to Arizona, which they did, and I would be their ambassador for their Like a Girl campaign.
Okay. All right. Well, and how was the ad shoot for the campaign?
It was very good. The one that you saw in the, did you see the one in the Super Bowl?
The commercial?
Yes.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, they actually filmed that like a while back. So that was
they did, okay.
Yeah. But we did get to shoot, for me personally, a few of my stuff in like football gear, and they put it into like a commercial, and they kind of like put it out through their Twitter and stuff.
So like, you were almost like photoshopped into the commercial, or?
No. I wasn't on like the Super Bowl one, but they made they made a commercial about me.
That's awesome. I love the Like a Girl campaign. I absolutely,
yeah, it really is awesome.
Positively love it.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be associated with something so positive and inspiring?
It's amazing. I love it because it just, it kind of like builds character. Like I get to get other girls to find their confidence and give them more confidence no matter what age or what gender or like anything really. Just give everyone confidence, the confidence that they need and they should have.
Yeah, that is cool. That's neat that you recognize that too, because, you know, there's a lot of people in your age wouldn't be either ready for that or recognize how important that is. And I just think that it's so neat that you're, you know, trying, you're making an effort to encourage girls and it's scary to try and do these things, and you're kind of making it easier when you know that you're not alone. So I really commend you on that. That's really cool.
Thank you.
So, did you attend the NFL Honors Gala?
Yes, I did.
Were you able to go to that?
Amazing. That was so much fun. I got to meet a few people there, and just the whole thing was just so cool. Amazing experience.
Nice. Who was your favorite to meet at the gala?
I met John Legend there. I also met Odell Beckham. Those are probably my two favorites.
Nice. Very cool. And you got to get all dressed up.
Did you get to shake Odell Beckham's hand?
Yeah, I want to know, how big are Odell Beckham's hands? They have to be huge.
I know, everybody asks me that. I didn't really look at his hands, but they're probably really big.
That's funny. Oh, did you get to get all dressed up then?
Excuse me?
Oh, go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to say, I saw him being interviewed by Michael Strahan once, and they, you know, kind of put their hands up next to each other's, and his hands are just as big as Michael Strahan's are. And Odell Beckham is 6 foot. Michael Strahan is 6'5", almost 6'6". So that tells you right there how big his hands are.
Yeah, they're huge.
Well, the way he catches that ball, I imagine one-handed, you'd have to have decently big hands for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So the reaction to your this campaign that you've been involved in, even before, you know, the Together We Make Football, you know, you being a quarterback, and then the Always Like a Girl campaign, your experience kind of with social media, has it been mostly positive or negative? Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Like the feedback that I'm getting from people?
Yeah, like, you know, comments. I'm interested because, you know, I write, you know, I'm involved with the website and we write about football and stuff. And I've received, I would say, my fair share of negative feedback. You know, there are men out there that, you know, believe that women shouldn't be involved in football or really know about football or discuss it. And so I'm just curious if you've experienced any of that or if it's just mostly been a positive experience for you.
I mean, yeah, I always get negative feedback just because of, really, girls in football. Some people don't take it out the right way. But I try to really just block them out and really not care because, I mean, it's what I love to do, so nothing's going to stop me.
Yeah. That's a good attitude, definitely, to have. And that don't want to get to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, how long was the flight out?
It took about 6 hours.
Ooh. Long time to be on an airplane.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Eric, do you have any more questions for Carly?
Yeah, I have a question. I know you play quarterback on your team. I was just curious as to, you know, did you have much experience before then, you know, playing at all, or was that your first experience with playing? And if so, how were you able to pick things up?
My first year playing quarterback, I had no experience really. I would just like, it kind of came naturally with me throwing the ball. I would always just throw the ball with like my brothers, my friends, my dad. So that kind of came naturally. And then when it came to football, I kind of just put it all together. And, you know, when I see someone open, I'll throw it to them. Like, it kind of just connected. And learning the plays was kind of a struggle. But after like a few times going over them and going over them, just like repetition, it came all together and it worked really well.
So when you're in the huddle calling plays, are the guys looking back at you like, okay, you know, we can trust her, or is it kind of like, I'm not sure?
No, they could definitely trust me. They knew that, like, I basically knew what I was doing out on the field.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And Casey, do you have some more questions?
I actually just have another question, because Eric just mentioned something that's really invaluable with, you know, asking about, you know, learning the plays. And because I know that for a lot of females, that's one of the reasons why they kind of tend to stay away from football, because of all the X's and O's. And, you know, what advice would you have, you know, for others, you know, females who actually want to get into football, to help them maybe process and understand the concepts behind, you know, a eye slant wide, right, left, you know, jump over. And, I mean, you know, I mean, I know what the plays are, but I'm having fun with it. But in all honesty, you know, what advice did you give to other females to help them understand the concept behind running a route, you know, and a play?
I would give advice as just study the plays and go over them as much as you possibly can, even practice them. It's basically just like studying for a test. You're only going to do good if you, like, go over the test, go over the questions. Just study where each player should be and what each player should do, and then it should kind of sink into your brain. And then, one day, it'll just be like, oh, all right, that's what you do. And, oh, okay, that's where that player goes. So it's really just based on repetition and how much you study what you're supposed to do and where the players are supposed to be.
Awesome. Do you plan on going to any camps? Because I know some friends of mine, their, you know, sons are in their sophomore year, and they were calling and asking me, oh, you know, do you have any information about, you know, good developmental camps and things like that. So do you plan on attending any developmental camps this summer?
I'd probably have to look into that. But it sounds like a very fun experience. So, I mean, I would probably do that if I had the opportunity.
Okay, cool. Nice. Well, that was, those were my only questions. Thanks, Carly.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
So you mentioned you got to hang out with Sam Gordon. So how was that? Had you met her before, the Super Bowl experience?
It was very funny. I mean, she's a really nice girl, even though she's, like, young. She's very mature for her age, I think. But, yeah, that was my first time meeting her, and it was just fun. We got to, like, be the kind of, like, the little coaches for the fall football teams. So that was very fun with her.
Well, good. I'm sure it was probably fun. You know, you have a lot in common with her, and you guys could probably talk about things that a select group of girls, you know, aren't familiar with. So I guess that was nice to be able to have someone share in those experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
So I know everyone asks how you handle, you know, this experience being your age and everything. Has this been a big change for your parents? I mean, how has this, I'm sure they're probably pretty excited, but, I mean, I have kids, and I try to imagine something like this happening to my children. So has it been an adjustment for them at all, or?
Well, they were, like, very excited to go to Arizona, and they're, like, very happy for me, too. So it kind of worked out. It wasn't really that much of a change because they knew that that's something I could handle and that's something that I want to do. So they knew that, like, everything would go perfectly fine and really smooth. So they were just really excited, and they knew that I could handle it, so it went out really well.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Sounds like you have a lot of support, and that's awesome. That's, you know, not everybody has, you know, support. So that's great. I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any additional questions for Carly?
Nope, I think I'm all asked out.
Okay.
No, I think, no, she asked the ones that I, you know, wanted, and Erica, and you asked all the rest of the ones, so, and the answers have been awesome. Well, no, but that's why you're so good. And Carly, again, I'm just really excited to have the chance to talk to you again and, you know, go hometown DMV in the house.
Carly, we really want to thank you, you know, for helping our No Joke Football Awareness campaign, too. You know, we really appreciate the support. I saw the pictures of you and your gear on Facebook. They were really cool. I really liked seeing them. So we really appreciate the help.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate you making the time. Before you leave, can you let everyone know where they can interact with you, kind of follow your journey also, you know, mention your website? Because I know I saw on Facebook that you had some new designs. That's something I meant to ask you about. So you had some new designs for your clothing line, right?
Yes, I do. We have, like, we're kind of thinking of more ideas every day, so we did come out with a few new things.
Yeah, they were, I liked your Facebook page, and I saw them come up on my timeline. They are very cool. I really like them. You're doing a fantastic job with that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Just let everyone know where they can buy your gear and kind of follow your journey and things like that. I'm sure people are eager to know all that stuff.
So if you want to go on my clothing line, it's called Cardio by Carly, which is K-A-R-D-O by Carly. So that's my clothing line. And if you want to follow my journey, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Carly Harmon with two N's at the end of Harmon. And my Twitter is just Carly Harmon. And then my Facebook is just Carly N. Harmon. That's if you want to follow my story, go on my clothing line.
Definitely, yeah. And I encourage everybody to go visit the website. She does have some really cool stuff that I just love it. It's really cool. So I encourage everyone to go check it out. And we thank you so much, Carly, for coming on and taking the time. And we look forward to the next time we get to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
You have a great night, Carly.
You too.
Thanks, Carly.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Take care.
Thanks. Good night.
All right. That was the amazing Carly Harmon. She is just such a sweetheart. I'm so glad we're able to talk to her again, hear about her experience at the Super Bowl. Very cool. All right.
I wish I was there now.
Yeah. My dentist actually had tickets. He must have bought them. He's a Broncos fan. So he must have bought them, like, you know, way whenever. So, you know, probably expecting the Broncos to go again. So my dentist, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and he pulled on my way to the Super Bowl, and I was like, dude, you're not even a Patriots fan. Like, why was I not invited to the Super Bowl? Like, come on. So I was jealous of my dentist, I have to say. I was jealous. So you know.
No, the dentist can do whatever he wants to do, especially if he has to take my, you know, if he has to touch my teeth, do what you need to do, because these pearlies need to stay pearly and pretty.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have tickets to the Super Bowl than my teeth. I just got to point that out. But I might
I can always come back after
to watch the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. So we didn't get – so we Eric and I briefly talked about the Super Bowl, but you weren't on in Kishi. So I would like to – you know, I know you were rooting for Seattle, but I will forgive you. But what was your take on the game? Did you have a party? What was happening for you?
Okay, so I went to my neighbor's house. She threw a wonderful party, and I had an absolute blast. Really, really great people, and I had fun. The funny thing is, this is the first year that I really did not pay attention to most of the commercials. And I thought that was really interesting. I did, of course, I did watch the, you know, Like a Girl one, and it actually invoked a lot of conversation, you know, and they're like, well, I don't get it. I said, well, because, you know, you're not a female, so you don't understand. I said, a perfect example is, I don't think people really understand how much I literally hate for people to say, oh, the cowgirl. My team is not the Cowgirls. They are the Cowboys. They are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And to call them the Cowgirls is to effeminate them as to insult them by saying that there's something wrong with being a girl. And so to me, the whole Like a Girl campaign literally just, and as a former, you know, athlete, again, it totally resonated with me. But for the most part, I really did not watch a lot of the commercials. I was really more in tune to the game. I thought that it reminded me, ironically, of the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks game, where Green Bay owns Seattle, and then it takes one play to turn it around, and boom, there you go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think this entire playoff, not just the that particular game, but I think this entire playoff season or postseason, the games have been determined by a play. You know, with the Cowboys and the Lions, right, wrong, or indifferent, the no call, you know. Then you turn around and you have the catch that wasn't a catch that really was a catch. Now I'm going to leave it at that. You know, then you have Green Bay and Seattle with the onside kick. That was and the trick play, you know, on the field goal. I mean, it just really seemed that with the exception of the Patriots and the Colts, well, that was just a massive blowout. I really think that this is, I don't know, it's just been the whole thing has been decided really and truly by a play. Maybe two, but really a play. It was a great game. I'm really disappointed
you know,
that the Seahawks lost, but it was a great game from a competition point of view. It was a great game, and I couldn't have asked for a better Super Bowl.
You know, it's that, you know, obviously, you know, you have the infamous goal line call that people will be talking about forever.
Forever.
And, you know, and I get the argument, whatever. But what really kind of irks me about it is that, you know, people are kind of like, the Patriots didn't really win the Super Bowl, that the Seahawks gave it to them, which really angers me, because that really trying to take something away from the Patriots, which is really BS. I'm sorry, but Brady was 8 for 8 on that touchdown drive on, you know, when they pulled ahead by 4. And they were down by 10, the biggest point deficit in a Super Bowl game ever. And they came back, and it was huge, you know. And so right, wrong, or indifferent as far as that call on the goal line, the Patriots won that game. And for people who want to say that they didn't or it was somehow less of a win because of that call, I be happy, just you can tweet me, and I would love to have a discussion with you on that. So Right. Anyway, that's my little mini rant. So.
Well, I don't blame you. And here's what I would say. I agree with you on that. I think it's, you know, I think it's totally incorrect to say that. I mean, to say that, you know, the Seahawks lost as opposed to the Patriots won, only because, and this is the play, you know, everybody keeps talking about the infamous goal line stand. The play mm-hmm. that I called and I said, this is the play that's going to cost them the game, that field goal in the third quarter. I said, you can't settle for a field goal against the Patriots. Mm. I said, you've got to get a touchdown. When you are neck and neck with the New England Patriots, you may not settle for mm-hmm. a field goal. You cannot settle for yeah. a field goal. You have to score a touchdown because Tom Brady will come back and make you pay for this.
Yeah.
And that was yeah. literally exactly what I said. So I mm-hmm. am with you 110% that the Patriots won. If nothing else, they won on defense.
Yeah, that's true.
They
yeah.
won on defense.
Yeah, it was a well-played game overall by both teams, you know. But, yeah, that really irked me. I went to school Monday, and a Seahawks fan was, like, you know, trying to make that argument. And I was like, dude, don't even try. I was like, don't even go there. Like, you know, it was just to me, I was like, no, that's no. So, yeah, it was quite the week.
Anyone who would say that and actually – anyone who would say that and actually mean it, they don't know football. If they're just basing an entire game on what happened on one play, that's all
exactly.
everybody's focusing on. But, you know, they're not thinking about, well, you know, all the tackles that the Seahawks missed, the game plan, the offensive game plan that the Patriots had with a lot of short passing and, you know, catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And the tall, rangy secondary of the Seahawks, they weren't quick enough to be able to get to Edelman or Amendola, you know, and stop them when they caught the ball. They caught the ball in stride, and, you know, it was off to the races.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah. Their offensive game plan was just ridiculously ingenious. Those little, you know, slant plays, little, you know, it was crazy because Seattle could not stop them the entire game. When you looked at Edelman and you know, I mean, Gronk's not little, obviously, but those little passes, Brady was throwing them, and they couldn't do anything about it. And that's why Brady was 8-for-8 on that touchdown drive, you know. Those are good points, and that's, you know, if there was an entire game played there, it didn't come down to one play, and Patriots just happen to be the one with the, you know, the most successful plays, and, you know, sometimes that comes down to the wire like that. But
right. And so, plus, I mean, deep down, I just had the feeling it was their time.
Yeah, yeah. 4 rings for Brady, yes. Gary, I was ecstatic.
Well, and that was one of the things, too, that I said, when I did the TV interview and they were asking me about the game, I said that this was the game that Brady had to win. I said he had to be able to win this game because he had to be able to get past Spygate. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, that is the perception, and that is the perception that's going to stay. And truthfully, you know, and they were asking me again about the Deflategate. I'm like, the Deflategate is a non-issue. Let's deflate this right now. I don't care about the balls. I don't care about the air pressure. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is, did they march down the field? Did they put up 40 some points? And you can deflate whatever you want. The deflation, inflation, the economy did not help the Colts put any points on that board.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you don't put points on the board, you're not going to win.
Yeah. And what know, we see about this article.
You know, I mean, if but the other part of it is if the score was closer, then Deflategate might have been an issue. If it was like a 3-point, 4-point game, then we could say, oh, okay, maybe there's something to this. Not with that score. It wasn't going to happen.
45-7.
And again, yeah, that wasn't going to happen. There's no There's no controversy there. The bigger controversy for me was, and Erica, I know you're a diehard patriot, I was so angry with, so I'm going to have my 2-second rant. I was so angry with Blount for that awful shirt that he was holding up during the parade. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it.
I was so angry about that. And let me tell you why. Because, one, it was unnecessary. Now, I am all for fanhood, rivalry, you know. I mean, like I said, everyone knows I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. So, like, you know, I tease my Redskins fans, my friends, and, you know, sometimes I'll have the Redskins logo and it'll be empty, you know, and you know, the face will be gone. It'll say, wow, even he left the game. You know, okay, I'll do that kind of stuff. But I won't ever put or display the disrespectful stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't ever do the disrespectful stuff. And I don't ever do the one with Calvin Hobbs and the urination and the middle finger and the cursing. I don't do that kind of stuff. And the reality is, Marshawn Lynch didn't do anything to him. I didn't see any. I could understand, even I know I like him, I could understand if he was attacking Richard Sherman. But Marshawn Lynch doesn't bother anybody. He just goes, he eats his Skittles, and he plays. And I just didn't understand the purpose behind the shirt, you know? Because what did you prove? And only because one like Blount just had this miraculous game. That was Danny Edelman, and that was Edelman and Amendola. That's who you need to be thanking, and Butler. Because I didn't see Blount just go out and just do anything great. You had a couple of good runs, but you didn't just, you know, put the team on your back and carry them. So I need you to just sit down. And considering the fact that you just jumped ship from the Steelers, I need you to go sit down and be quiet. Get your ring and be happy and be quiet. Okay, so that's my 2-second rant.
Yeah, it's, you know... Go ahead, Eric.
That's okay. I was just going to say, he's already proven how immature he is anyway. When I saw that picture, it didn't shock me at all. It was distasteful, but at the same time, it was like, you know, that's LeGarrette Blount. I'm not surprised.
I dedicated a piece of a video to LeGarrette Blount. So, am I thrilled with how he's contributed to our team this part of the year? Sure, yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. But like Eric said, it doesn't surprise me. Blount is kind of that guy, and it doesn't surprise me, you know. It's not like I'm shocked that this reveals a piece of his character that I haven't seen before, you know. I'm not a huge fan of that type of stuff either. I think, you know, like you said, taking shots at Sherman is different because Sherman runs his mouth all season long, and he has to expect that he's going to get that if he loses. That is the price of trash talking as often as Sherman does. So, you know, that's just a price. But Marshawn Lynch, if anything, he says too little, as we have seen. So, unfortunately, some of these are overgrown toddlers with too much money and too much fame on their hands. And when they act like that, he's a part of my team, and I love my team. But, you know, you don't have to necessarily like every aspect of the team or how they act. And that's kind of how I viewed it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think that we all have those aspects of our team, you know, and those individuals. Like, I'm not going to lie. Everyone was so happy. Everybody's like, oh, Deion Sanders. I'm like, okay, yeah, he was there, you know. because for me, yes, he was part of the team. Yes, he came over and he helped us win some Super Bowls. But to me, he was not, but he it wasn't, I will never have the same affection for Deion Sanders that I have for Emmitt Smith or Michael Irvin. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm with you. You know, when you're a fan and you have your team, there are players, And then there are people who just show up because they're getting a paycheck. And while, yes, they are able to contribute to the team and to the game, doesn't mean that you really care about them as a person. You're just like, okay, yay, help us score, you know,
mm-hmm.
get an interception, do your job, but you're there. And he proved that because, you know, he just, as soon as he could, he jumped ship and went to the Redskins. Oh, my God, can I just tell you that for me, woo, that's just like an unforgivable sin. I understand that from a business point of view, it's nothing personal, Michael. It's all business, you know, the court, the Godfather. You know, it's business. And I
mm-hmm.
get it. And it, to some degree, they're a commodity. But as a fan, that's just one of those things that's just like, huh. And I know for a fact, and I have to ask you, Erica, how do you feel about having Revis Island? Since we're going to go down that road, how do you feel about having Revis Island on your team?
You know, I was skeptical when he joined, just having been at the Jets and the heated rivalry between the Jets and the Patriots. And I
yes.
honestly found Revis completely distasteful and just obnoxious. But it's kind of like, okay, well, we'll see, because Belichick kind of has this history of getting people on his team and they behave, because he says, you know, this is my system. This is how this works. If you're going to behave and if you're going to do what I tell you, we could win a Super Bowl. But if not, you're gone. And he has demonstrated that. He is not afraid to let people go if they're not going to, you know, behave the way he wants them to behave. So I was like, okay, well, let's see how Revis, you know, and Revis came. And what did Revis do? Revis did his job, and that was it. And he did his job very well. And so I've been really pleased with Revis this year. You know, he's a free agent, and I know Kraft is working on a deal to try and keep him, and I hope it happens, because Revis is one of the best in the game, and I have. I've been really pleased. I didn't nearly find him as obnoxious this year as I have in years past, so that was kind of my take on Revis, to be honest.
Well, to the whole point of what we're talking about, as far as, you know, players jump and ship, I guess probably over the last 5 to 10 years, I've gotten to the point where I guess taken a step back as far as how enamored I would get with a certain player, so to speak, because of, you know, it's the age of free agency. It's, you know,
mm-hmm.
if the team that you're with isn't going to pay you what you're worth or what you think you're worth, then, you know, you're going to move on to whoever is going to.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you know, such a short window to be able to play this game that, you know, most people aren't going to make that type of money when they, you know, move on to something else. So, you know, I can understand, you know, you're trying to take care of your family. At the same time, it's one of those games where, you know, anything can happen. You know, you might end up in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. So you always want to
mm-hmm.
make sure that, you know, financially you're taken care of. So from a fan's standpoint, you know, if you allow yourself to, you know, really get into a guy, and, you know, all of a sudden he's on a, you know, another team in your division, you know, I can understand how frustrating that can be, because I've been there. But also, you know, taking a step back and kind of looking at it from like a almost like a Google Earth or radar type video or view,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're able to see that, okay, yeah, this guy's, you know, you're just trying to, you know, make sure he's taken care of and, you know, getting what he's worth. So, yep.
Exactly.
So I've had to kind of like take a step back from kind of like, you know, getting into a guy.
Mhm. I agree. You know, it is. I mean, they, you know, especially depending on the position you're playing, your career's shorter than others. And you do. I mean, you know, how beat up is your body going to be? And, you know, some team offers you a couple million more than the team you're playing for, and you see, you know, how long do I have? And I'm going to have kids. And, you know, I remember when Welker left the Patriots, and I was absolutely devastated. I mean, because as fans, we really invest a lot in the players that play for our team. It's, you know, we buy their jerseys. We, you know, we just get invested in them. We learn them. We, you know, and when Welker left, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, so sad. But at the same time, you look at where Welker's at in his career right now, I don't think Walker has it much longer. Between his concussions and, you know, he's a small slot receiver, we know how long small slot receivers' careers are, you know. I don't blame him for going for the money. And he had to have known, his, you know, they know how short their careers are in those positions. And, you know, I really don't blame him. I was sad he left, but, hey, I get it, you know. I mean, I can't – I don't think anybody can say – in their position that we wouldn't do the same thing. You know, and we say, oh, well, Brady took a pay cut so they could build a team around him. Well, yeah, but Brady also has had a very successful career where he has had, you know, $20 million contracts, and he's married to a model who makes more money than he does. He has the luxury of taking a pay cut. Not everybody does. So, you know, and endorsement deals, not everybody in the NFL has endorsement deals like these guys do. So, I, you know, it is a good point to make, Eric, and, you know, it's a casualty of free agency and of the business side of it.
The sad part, though, is if you make that type of decision and you make the wrong decision, you know, and then I think that that's when it really hurts, too. And I'm like, I swear to God, I cannot believe that his name just went out of my head just that fast. Was with the Dallas Cowboys last year on defense. Trash talk, and then came to the Redskins, and then look what happened. And I'm literally, I can see his face right now. Great guy, Jason Hatcher.
Hmm.
That's a situation you know, when you make the wrong decision. Because that's the thing, if you're going to go and you're going to go for free agency, I don't blame you for going. Go for the money, you know, go for the money, but also go quietly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're going to go, because
yeah.
I like Jason Hatcher as a person. I think that he is a really good guy. I've had the opportunity to meet him. I really and truly like him as a person. We're both from the SWAC, you know, Grand La Salle. Hey, go SWAC. So you know I'm even biased. But at the same time, if you're going to go, you can't go talking about this team sucks, and then you're going to go to the Redskins, and then look at the season they had.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that's really just going to hurt. But this is a great football season. I'm like literally about to start going through withdrawal soon.
I know. It's rough for sure. Well, awesome discussion. We've got to wrap things up here. I'm going to go over some women game stuff. So we want to remind you to not forget to watch the LIBF broadcast on TVS Tech on their 2015 season. You can check out the promo teaser on our timelines and look for updates. And a reminder that the Women's World Games in February, it's this month, guys. So February 26th to March 1st, you can follow at USA Football for registration details. You can go to the USA Football site and search the Women's tab. I was on there looking at stuff, and it sounds fantastic. So I urge anyone interested in women's football to definitely check this out. A reminder to follow the Australia Women's off-season updates and keep up to date on the latest Gridiron Victoria, Queensland, ACT, and New South Wales information. You can follow at Women's, if I could talk, at Women's Gridiron on Twitter and their website, www.wglouse.com. That's WGLUS.com for cool features and past stories. The LNFA kicked off this week. And I apologize if I butcher names or if I get any of this wrong. At the Tara Cerez won 33-6, I believe, and they played the Pioneers. the Fowls won 43-13, and the Black Demons won 25-6. The Panteras won 7-6, and the Vipers also won 7-6. So those are your kickoff scores for the LNFA. The tryouts for North America, you can keep up to date on the trending tryouts and news. You can follow these Twitter accounts for news and tryouts and all that. We encourage you to do so at Backseat Coach, at WSB Talk, and at My LFL. For the Canada women's game, follow at WWCFL, at MyWFL Football, and at CCWFL. We want to give a shout out to our network partners at WSB Talk, at Miss Gridiron 9, and at GI Queendom for sharing our posts and bringing us info on the women's tackle football. This is a big undertaking. I always know that when I read scores and all this, it is immense. So we do appreciate all of the support and help. So that's women's news. You can follow us on our social sites on Twitter at Gridiron Beauty or Facebook, facebook.com/GridironBeauties, and Instagram is Gridiron Beauty. So we talked about the Super Bowl and lots of fun to talk Super Bowl and, you know, segueing into free agency and all that. So I will be doing a rant this week. I will. Because we all know who won the NFL MVP. Not cool, voters. So that's happening. And I will also be talking about how I like the misreporting against the Patriots that there was 11 of 12 footballs that were 2 PSI under. Yeah, try one of the 11 2 PSI under. And the rest were a few ticks. A few ticks is a lot different than 2 PSI, people. So... freedom of speech isn't everything. Freedom of press, guys. So that's going in, too. And there will probably be a little bit of a mention of Warren Sapp in there. Like, I mean, really, man? I mean, that if anything deserves an Are You Kidding Me, it's the Warren Sapp situation. So be looking for my rant this week. Man, it's... Yeah, what are we going to do when there's no football and there's nothing to rant about? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll have to yell at random things. I just don't know. So,
you'll have the things that we rant about.
That, you know what? That is true. I have a poll in the works. Good one. Good job, NTC, because woo-hoo! I wrote a letter. It's a post in the form of a letter to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers about their number one draft pick. So you all be looking for that, too, because it's serious here. We're being serious. And if I see one more mock draft, it's February. Don't come out with mock drafts in combine. I don't even think the combine invitations have gone out. Have they? No, I don't think they
I think
have
they
yet.
Just went out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they just
drafts?
Went out.
Come on, people. At least wait till people accept the invitations. Oh, my gosh. Seriously. If I see one more mock draft.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to see a mock. I literally do not want to see a mock draft until at least midway through March.
Yeah.
And they were talking about mock drafts literally by the time the Buckeyes and the Ducks were playing
Oregon,
in
yeah.
the new champion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, really?
Some guy was.
Yeah.
I know. I saw some guy goes, oh, look at my second mock draft. I was like, you updated? You had one before this? You came out with one in January? I mean, how many versions of this thing are you going to put out? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so there's something to rant about. That's true. I have something to rant about till May. I mean, that's when the draft happens. So, great.
Yes, you do.
That's insecure. Sweet.
Yay!
All right.
Oh, I know what else you have to rant about. Okay, I got one more for you. You can rant about the trades that are going to go on during the off season before the draft.
Yes, that's true. Free agency, people making stupid decisions.
Yes.
Good one. And Keisha just keeps feeding me rant topics that I knew I'd like.
Well, look,
to.
Only because
all
you
right.
can say the stuff that I can't say.
That's funny, yeah. I'm set, and by the time I'm done ranting about that stuff, football season will be upon us. So, sweet. There we go. All right. Well, that does it for another awesome edition of the Blitz here on Block Talk Radio and UltimateSportsTalk.com. We want to thank Carly Harmon for taking the time with her busy schedule, and we all know how busy she must be. We just heard about everything she does, so... we really appreciate it, and we wish her well in all of her endeavors in 2015. Also, a reminder to check out at GridironGirl.org on Twitter and GridironGirl.org for college football insights and stories. That's also where my posts go. I write the NFL stuff. We call it Pro Talk. So my draft letter to the Buccaneers will be posted on there. I will have it on my Twitter You can follow me at PatsFangirl12, and I tweet about the NFL and random things. Also following Kishi at Kishi's Cuties. Her tweets are awesome. So are Eric's at Fit for Life. Life spelled with a Y. So I'm kind of biased, but we're all really awesome, so you'll want to follow us on Twitter. We're funny and just cool, so check us out. All right, so
there you go.
So you can visit the No Joke Football Project. Shop daily for great deals on tees, hoodies, and leggings. Follow us on Twitter and retweet for your chance to win a No Joke Football tee of your choice. People, I mean, it's free. You just got to retweet stuff. So definitely check it out. The contest ends February 27th, so hurry. Like I said, it's easy and free. So I gave you my Twitter, also Cover3, that's Cover, the number 3, then 3 spelled out. Hopefully me and Mandy can get a Super Bowl victory Cover3 together this week. We weren't able to get one together last week, so definitely follow Cover3, plus my Are You Kidding Me rant. One's going to be happening this week. So just want to thank everyone for the support, for listening every week. We appreciate it. I know Eric and Keisha appreciate the support as well. I'm so glad we're able to do this tonight, guys, because even though last Sunday was a Super Bowl, it was like, you know, going through withdrawal, like being able to talk football and rant and stuff.
Absolutely. I totally missed you guys. So I was so happy to be back on the show this weekend.
Yeah,
definitely.
Very fun. So we will catch everybody next Sunday for another exciting edition of The Blitz here on Blog Talk Radio and UltimateSportsTalk.com. Everybody have a great night. Have a safe night. Oscar, we missed you tonight. I know he wanted to be on here tonight to be able to talk to Carly, but we all have stuff we have to do, stupid work. Too bad we can't all be independently wealthy, but we all have jobs. So, Oscar, we miss you, and
hope
to talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.